Yadigashama now punctured the last 2 hours, the last half an hour, rain's gonna come down. So what happened was Nichnas Lebeis Amerchas. The Yodan went to his bathhouse now to enjoy himself. Vesimcha happy, because he figured for sure now Nagdim is gonna have to pay me all the money. While this Odin, this master, was going into his bathhouse, it's happy, is Nagdimim Nichnas Lebeis Hamikdash. Nagdim went into the Beis Hamikdash. Kishu Otsev, he was very sad. Nisatif, he put a sack around him. The Yomah Batfil, he started to daven in front of Hashem. Omah, he said, Lefon of Ibanish Lelum, Golub Yidu Lefonech, it's uncovered by you. Shalichvaydiyos, he said, I didn't do it for my own respect. Lelechavid Beis Abos, he's not for my father's respect. El Lechvoydcho, I did it for your sake. Osisi Shemaya Mitsun Lele Regolum, and all the Jews that are coming out to El Regolum should have water to drink. That's what I did it for. Is Miyad right away in his Kashpa Shemayim Bovim, the skies got full of clouds. For Yodu Geshom and rain came down, Hashin Ismailu Shtei Mes from Yonis Mayim, till Mamish 12 wells of water were filled up. For Isiru, there's even more water. Hachiyot Sodom Beis Amerchus, while this Odin now came out of his bathhouse, Nagdim and Ben Gurion Yotzim Beis Amigdash. He was coming out of the Beis Amigdash, all happy now. Kishapogu Zebezer, when they met one and the other, is Omulus. Nagdim told the master now, Tainli Demei Mayim Yoysa Shreshtim Yotcha. You have to even pay me back money now, because you got back more money, more water than you deserved. I gave you back more than 12 of my yonas full of water. Omaloi, so the master said back, Yerdeyani Ani Shleihirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salam Yelav Shulcha. I know that Hashem only caused this rain to come down true because of you. Elo Adayin Yeshtu Pischa Pelecha. But you should know, still I won the bet. Still you have to pay me the money. Why? Shaitsu Mimchos Moisa, I'll take my money away from you. Shekvashok Lechama. Because it's after the day already. The Shkia went by already. Ugesham Rishusa Yodu. It rained now after Shkia. It's after the day already. So you didn't pay me back in time. You have to pay me the money. Is what did Nakdim do? Chaza v'nichnas beis hamikdash. He went back into the beis hamikdash. Nisata began. He put his talis on. Whatever he wrapped himself around. The yomad betfila. The yomer and he said the phone of Rabbanu Shloim. Hoida sheyesh lechoya v'im b'yolomcha. I know you have a lot of people that love you in this world. In other words, like have rachmanis on me. Is miyad right away nispazu of him. The clouds went away. The zorcha hacham and the sun came out again. As if to say, it's nothing doing. It's not after shkia yet. It's still good daylight. It's still day, and the rain came down by day. His voice is sure at that time. Amalo Yodni Odin said, "Ilulai nikturu achama hoyli pischen peh." Like he knew what went on, and said, "You should know, if not that you have the koyach to bring up the sun, really I would have won the bet. Like really, it's after shkia. But what can I do? You have nisim done to you. Pil lecha shaitzim imcha moisai. That I could have got my money out of you, but now it's true. You had a nest happen. The sun stood up because of you. I lost out." Tana the Brisa says, Loi Nakdimim Shemoy, his name wasn't Nakdimim, Elabunya Shemoy. Volomanik Shemoy Nakdimim, Shenikti Rachama Bavuroi. Because the sun stood out extra long because of him. And Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Nikadma Lon Chama Bavurin. For three people, the sun stood out longer. Moshe, Yeshua, and Nakdimim Ben Gurion. Bishvam Nakdimim Ben Gurion, Gemara. That's this Gemara, this Meister right now, that the sun stood out extra long because of Nakdimim, that he should win the bet. Yeshua Nami Koroktsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayidam Hashemesh V'yorach Omad, that the sun stood out longer. Ela Moshe Minolan, where do we know by Moshe that the sun stood out extra long for Moshe Rabbeinu? Amri Abloza Asya Achal Achal, Ksiv Ocho Ochel Teispachtecho, it says here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv Osem Ochel Gadlecho, it says by Yeshua I'll start to give off Gadlecho. But just like by Yeshua Hashem let the sun stay out extra long, who would then by Moshe also the sun stood out extra long? Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma Asya Teis Ksiv Hocha Ochel Teis Pachtecho by Yeshua Oksiv Hosem Yevestrad by Moshe Oksiv Hosem by Yeshua B'Yerim Teis Hashem Esamari. So you learn out what happened to Yeshua happened to Moshe also. Rabbi Yechon Yoma Asya Megufa the Kro Asha Yishmon Shemacha V'Rigzo V'Chol Mepanecho Eimasai Rigzo V'Chol Mepanecho. When is Klaiso going to be scared and afraid of Hashem? B'Shoshen Niktim Olecham Ola Moshe. The time when the sun stood out extra long because of Moshe Rabbeinu, so the pasuk is mashma even for Moshe Rabbeinu also, the sun stood out extra long. It happened once. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf chof. Two dots, in the middle of the Gemara by the two dots.
We finished this whole story here, with the Geshem. And then the Gemara says, we saw three people, or the last price we saw again, Tana Rabbonim, Yeshloisha Nekadmo Lehem Chama, Bavurim, because the three people, Hashem held out the sun longer than usual. Moshe Yeshua Naktim and Ben-Gurion. Bishleim and Naktim and Ben-Gurion, Gemara. That was the story we just had now, that Hashem brought out the sun special because of him and Ben-Gurion, that he should won the bet. Yeshua Nami Kro. By Yeshua also the apostle says, Beferish like that, Yechsiv, Vayidom Hashem Mish V'Yareich Hamad. It says clearly that the sun stood still, it stood out longer than usual. Ela Moshe Minon, how do we know that by Moshe Rabbeinu also the sun stood out for him? His Omri Ableza Asiyo Ochel Ochel. We have Xerah Shava from the word Ochel Ochel. Ksiv Ochel Ochel Teis Pachtecho. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, now he's going to start to give the Pachad. Or Ksiv Hosem, it says by Yeshua Ochel Gadlecho. So it says Ochel Ochel by both, just like by Yeshua Hashem kept out the sun, who then by Moshe also Hashem kept out the sun. So Rashi says, Yeksiv B'machemes Yeshua, Ochel Gadlecho, U'v'machemes Moshe Ksiv, Ochel Teis Pachtecho. So when Moshe fought against the Amalekim, is my Yeshua Nekadmo L'chamu B'machamtoi, is who I did by Moshe also, there was a nest that the Chama stood out extra long because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni Yomar, ask your taste, taste. Xerah Shavah is the word taste, taste. The Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Ochel Teis Pachtecho. It says by Moshe. Or Ksiv Hosem, it says by Yeshua. B'yerim Teis Hashem Esamari. It says the word taste. So we learn now taste, taste. Just like by Yeshua, the sun stood out longer. Who I did by Moshe also, the sun stood out longer. We have Yechonon Noam Asya Megufa the Kruah. From the Pasuk by Moshe Gufa. And the Pasuk says, Ashayi Yishmon Shimacha. Everybody will hear about it. V'rigzo v'cholomi panecha. They'll all become afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Amosai Rigzo v'cholomi panecha? When are people going to start to have such fear for Moshe Rabbeinu? B'shor shenekad moloi chamal Moshe. When such a big nest happened that the sun stood out extra long because of Moshe. So people saw the greatness of Moshe. B'shoze, people had yiras from Moshe. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein ir shloyor doler geshamim. If you have a city that didn't rain even in one part of the city, so there's a chiyuv to start fasting right away, miyad. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ushtayim leklola. Both things are leklola. Both things are bad. In other words, if it rains on part of the city and part of the city not, it's a klola for both of them. So Rashi says, Ushtayim leklola krokoi. Hodichsiv ali rachas samtir. V'ali rachas layamtir. That's what the Mishnah brought down Sukkim that's saying on one city it will rain, on another city it will not rain. Ishneim the klola. That pasuk, both of them means the klola means a curse. Oisa shiyamtir leher roiv geshamin. The city that's going to have rain is talking about it's going to be too much rain. Shemakalkalin es hatzvua, it's going to ruin the tzvua. V'yeshalayamtir, the one that's not going to rain, ain't geshamin, there won't be any rain at all. V'yein tzvua gedela, and nothing will grow. Ashalatamtir leher. So there's that pasuk that's brought down, that the Mishnah brings it down to show us that it's possible in the same Medina, one city will have rain, and one city won't have rain. But the Gemara is saying, both cities, the rain there is leklola, it's a curse. Sometimes it rains too much, that's also leklola. And sometimes it doesn't rain at all, which treats it as leklola. Now the Pasuk says in Eicha, about Yushlayim, Hoysa Yushlayim Lanida. Yushlayim was like a Nida. So the Gemara, Benayin, Yushlayim was like a Nida between the other cities, it was desolate, nobody was there. His Amr of Yudah, Amr Rav LeBrocha. This pasuk is a little of a brocha to Yerushalayim. It means Kanida. Even after the Churban of the Bayis, Yerushalayim was like an Isha, that's a Nida. Ma Nida Yeshla Heter. A Nida, true, right now she's also to a husband. But there'll come a time when the dam will go away, she'll go to the mikvah, she'll have a Heter to be with her husband. Is after Yerushalayim Yeshla Takona. Yerushalayim a mitzvah Shem, there will be a Takona, there will be a Beis HaShlishi yet, Yerushalayim will be Habanuya, will be built up. Then the pasuk says, "Hoysa kalmona," that Yerushalayim is like an almona, like a widow. Is Amr Rav Yehuda lebracha? The pasuk also means a bracha to Yerushalayim. Kalmona v'loy almona mamish. It's only like a widow, but not a real widow. That means ella only keisha, like an isha, sheholach b'alel l'mdinas hayom. Not that a husband really died; she's not a total widow. It just means the husband went away, went over the ocean. V'daita lachzer aleha, and he has in mind to come back. Just you don't know when. But here also, Hashem left Yerushalayim, for his Bayit Alachta, Hashem and Mitzvah Hashem, sometimes will come back to Yerushalayim. Then the Pasuk says in Malachayim, V'gamani nasati yetzchem nevozim u'shvolim. Hashem made Klal Yisrael nevozim, like embarrassed, u'shvolim, very humble. Is Amr of Yehuda lebracha. This is a bracha, a blessing to Klal Yisrael. To lo mukmi minon, that they won't appoint from the Jews, lo reishin hora, lot a person, Rashi says, that collects the taxes, Rashi muchsin, somebody that has to go around collecting taxes, for like Zerifti, and not somebody that sound, there will be a Rashi Satian, like an officer, Meroi Bizoyin, since Klayaka will be Mavuzu, will be like a low nation amongst the nations, they won't make them work too hard. They won't appoint them to be the officers. Satsiksas Bracha for Klayasram. Vait the Post says, Vehiko Hashem es Yisrael, Karshe Yinoid Hakon Bamayin. Hashem will hit Klal Yisrael like you hit a reed, like a reed that's growing by the water, because yinod, like hakona, like the reed that's growing, yinod, the wind makes it blow, makes it fall. Is Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, lebracha, there's also a type of a bracha to Klal Yisrael. The Omer Rav Shmuel, the Omer Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, Maidich Siv, what did the Pasuk say in Mishlei, Nemonim Pitzei Oihav. From a friend, you don't mind to get pitch, to get hit. It doesn't bother you that much. But if an enemy kisses you, it bothers you, it's terrible. You don't want to do it with an enemy, you'd rather have to do it with a friend. What does that mean? Even the klola that he gave to Klal Yisrael since he was a Jew, is better off yaisim ibracha shirbirchon dila marosha. We're better off with that klolom than the bracha that Dilam Rosha gave Klal Yisrael. What does it mean? Ach yashiloni kilulon bekona. He gave Klal Yisrael a curse that should be like a reed. What does that mean? Omlem, the Pasuk says, Omlem Yisrael, V'ika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yinod hakona. That Hashem should hit Klal Yisrael the same way the wind comes and blows, hits the reed. Now, ma kona, just like a reed, something that's growing, like a bamboo stick, a reed, is ze oimed v'mokamayim, it grows by the water. The gazo machlif, and its the stump changes over and grows a second time. Ushrosha merubin, it has a lot of roots. The afilo kolarucha shabarlam boyis, even if all the strong wind comes to try and blow down this reed, the noishavas boyim blows on it, a maziza saisimim kaima, you don't move it away from its makam. The reeds just blow down, but then they blow up again. They move around, that's all. But you can't uproot it from its place. It moves with the wind. When the wind stops, then the reed stands up again and grows back to its original place. So that's Klal Yisrael. No matter how many hits it gets, it'll always come up again and stand up. That's what Shaloni gave to her klola. He gave Klal Yisrael a bracha that should be like a cedar tree, like a strong tree. Shenem the Pasuk says, Kairozim. Is my errors, but it's not so good, just like a cedar tree there. It doesn't stay, it doesn't grow in the place of water. If it's cut down, its stump doesn't grow up again. It doesn't have a lot of roots. True. If storm wind comes, you can't throw down a cedar tree. When the strong south wind comes, is a crosson. A storm, hurricane, could knock it down. And once the cedar tree gets knocked down, it's finished. It doesn't come up anymore. It's thrown over on its face. For Loyoit, so Kitzel, his bracha wasn't such a good bracha, Bilam Rosha. He said, Marosha from a Sinai, don't give us no kisses, we don't need you. Mashenke from another tzaddik, from a Jew, then even if he hits us, we like it. For Loyoit, not only this, Elisha Zoyche Kono Litle Meno Kulmis, Lichter by Sefer Torah Neviim Muksuvim. Hey, Sekona is something good, like it's a bracha to Klal Yisrael. The reed, that's what we use to write a Sefer Torah with. The pen is made from a reed. You take a corner, a push of a reed, and you cut it down to size, and that's the pen, the kulmas you use to write a Sefer Torah Neviim Muksuvim. In other words, that's part of it's a bracha like Klal Yisrael's daima to a corner. And we'll soon see another reason why we use these things to write a Sefer Torah with. Tana Rabbonin. Liyolam Yeyodam Rach Kona. A person should always be gentle, and always be humble, like a Kona is, like a Pasha the Reed is. V'yal Yiyakasha Keres. Don't be strong and stiff, like a cedar tree. Now don't be a big shot. That's the same thing. The Torah is supposed to be like a humble, anovat's daima to a kona. That's why the Torah is written with a kona. Now, Maisit once happened a story, Shebor Reb Lezer ben Shimon. Reb Lezer, the son of Shimon, me Migdal Gedur, he was coming back from this place. Me Beis Rabbi is coming back from Yeshiva. For Ho Yerochav al Achamor, who was riding on top of his donkey, or Metayel Asfas Hanor, and he was riding nicely over the river, by the Sfas, the banks of the river. For Somach Simcha Gedurla, he was like a little bit high. He feels very happy now. And then the Chanami, Voisadaita Gaslov, Mepnei Shalom, Metayel Harbrit. He was very happy because he learned a lot of Torah. Like at the end of his zman, he was coming home now. He had a good zman in the yeshiva. He learned a lot this zman, but he was a little bit high. I call upon him. He felt gasoy shoyedaita gasalov. He was a little bit high. Like he was so happy, but I call upon him. He was a little bit high, like a big shot. So what happened? Nizdamin loy odem echad. He met up